Welcome to the Survival Prepper Show, where being labeled a crazy prepper is a badge of honor. Learn about disaster preparedness, survival, and get ready for whatever challenges might come your way. This is not your typical prepping podcast, and they won't be silenced by the censors. Here are your hosts, Duff and Dale.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the show. Your thing got all blurry all of a sudden for some reason.
Weird.
At any rate, welcome to the show. Tonight, like the thumbnail says, we are basically done over here at YouTube. Want to talk about that real quick. So we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to be done over here on YouTube. And then we're going to go to Rumble, talk about this Bud Light stuff, this leaker, all of this stuff that happened this last week or so. And Daisy's book and Daisy's article about the woke, go woke, go broke, all the stuff that's happening that just seems like I put in that little intro video. It's the Ministry of Truth. It's Newspeak. And it's like getting ratcheted up full bore. So at any rate, what's going on with you, Brian? How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Should be good. A fun show. Goodbye, yeah, YouTube. Later, YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is, but not on YouTube. So what we'll do, I guess, is we'll talk about why we're going to be moving this show over to Rumble. And the reason for that is because we just recently got a copyright. It's not a strike because it's the first time, right? It is a strike, but they call it a warning.
No, it wasn't a copyright strike, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But they call it a warning.
We got a warning for something that we said.
Yeah, let me pull this up real quick here. This is basically the email that you got, and it basically says, our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our misinformation policy. And this is from the Digital Control and Human Cyborgs and AI video we did 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we did a video, and the way we talk on the show, we just nothing is real scripted. We have an outline, and then we just go for it.
Play the video, man.
Yeah, I will. And then this is the strike or the warning we got on our YouTube channel. This is the clip of I watched that whole video and I could only find one small part where we were talking about the election. And you know, this will probably get taken down as well because I'm playing this one part, but I'm going to play it anyway. This is what we were talking about that got us banned.
The media is the biggest fucking sellouts in a lot of ways. You kind of expect all politicians to protect their ass, but the media is out there covering up all this shit all the time to suit whatever their viewership and ratings are.
Yeah.
You know, they're not out there being the fourth state that they used to be, you know, bucking the law, going against the man, fighting the shit and trying to come up with like, hey, let's find some dirt. No, they're up talking to their editor. Should we tank this one or let it go? I mean, you know, you had the, You can argue about the election being stolen if you want, but I think the easier argument is, hey, the media had they run with these stories that were like true and not suppressed them, it might have changed the election.
I think so.
You know? And then again, you come back to the problem too, right? What are you getting presented? You're getting presented with whatever fucking shitbag the Democrats and whatever shitbag the Republicans want to put out in front of you. It's like going to the store and saying, hey, I'm going to go get some toilet paper, and all you have in the toilet paper section is the Brillo pad and a fucking piece of sandpaper.
That's basically
I'll go home and wipe your ass with one of these. That's all you get.
Yeah.
That's how our system's working right now. And with the way they've changed the donation laws and all this shit, they've made it really hard for a third party to stand up and get going.
So that's, you know, that whole, we were talking before the show and that whole segment right there was about the media not doing their job and not, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing with the Hunter Biden laptop story. I mean, just pick your story basically of the things that they don't cover these days with the leaked documents. It's not the leaked documents. It's the fact that there were other spy balloons. It's, well, you know, they pick and choose.
Yeah, but I think it's even worse than that, man. There was nothing in that segment that should have got us a warning. Because because now that we have the warning, if we had another video like that, which I'm sure we do, and that's not even that bad, then we get a strike. And then you can't post for a week. if you get another one. And the fact that they went back, you know, a year, 2 years into the past to go look up a vid, to get a video to say, oh, you did this back then. And you get like, dude, there's nothing there. That is not an offense. There's nothing there other than me running my F-bombs that should get anyone any sort of censorship anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we risk having the channel taken down, our other channels taken down. You know, I think this is the ramp up to the 2024 election, and seeing also how they're trying to get on top of social media censorship right now. So fuck you, YouTube.
yeah, basically. And you brought up a really good point too. We purposefully, I mean, when we started this show, we knew exactly what we were going to do. We were going to talk about some stuff that was on our minds and some controversial stuff. We purposefully tried to, you know, tone things down and think about how we say things for YouTube. And even though we did that, it still wasn't enough. And what are we going to say in the future that's not going to be enough? How are the goalposts going to get moved in the future to where whatever we've said in the past is? So it's just not worth it. Doesn't mean that we're not going to take down the YouTube channel. Doesn't mean we may not be over here from time to time if we've got some pretty mellow stuff to talk about that isn't, super controversial or whatever. But for the most part, it's Rumble. So
I would say something that isn't controversial one bit. Because that video, go back and watch that video. That wasn't controversial. Literally, at that point, they had already come out with saying that there a couple of the people had already said that, yeah, the Hunter Biden laptop story is true. We're getting censored in 2023, right? Spring of 2023, because we said had the Hunter Biden laptop story come out and the media run with it, it might have changed the election. That's what we're getting censored for. And there are mainstream media outlets on the left that have acknowledged that the Hunter Biden laptop story is true. And that they said it could have definitely swung votes that voted for Joe Biden and wouldn't have had they known that the laptop story was true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which all that right there that I just said will probably get us a strike on this video.
Yeah. Yeah.
From what they just did.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to watch that whole video, it's over on Rumble. So it's Digital Control, Human Cyborgs and AI. I just wanted to bring this up real quick and show everyone. You can go watch that video yourself and see what kind of BS this is. And this was the second time they did something like that. They've done a few things, nothing like this. But I wanted to play the first thing that ever happened. And those of you that have been watching for a while, we've talked about this before when we were talking about enemy of the state. And we showed where they had cut us off. And it's different. The version on YouTube cut us off where they said they cut us off. I luckily was recording the video, and I know exactly where they cut us off. I want to play
What Dale's saying there is they cut us off in the middle of a live stream when we were doing a review on Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the intel agencies and all that, and we just talked about the Patriot Act and how that can get you censored. They cut us off in the middle of that, and then when they turned our video back on, the point where they cut us off was totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
And where they actually cut us off.
Yeah, so it's all BS, but this is really how it happened. This clip right here.
It happened last night was we were talking about 47 minutes into the show, and YouTube suspended the live stream. They shut our live stream down late stream, I guess so.
Yeah, just and honestly, instead of me just gabbing about what we were doing, I think it's pretty interesting at the end how. Some of the things that were being said, and we were saying things throughout the whole thing. Nothing terrible either. Nothing
Show the
like,
clip.
Yeah, nothing Show the like clip. Conspiracy theory or anything, or too bad. But this is how basically the show ended last night. People just don't care. They're like, yeah, it's almost like the person that was paying attention to this stuff, his wife, was the conspiracy theorist. Like we're all the conspiracy theorists. Let me play
it's
that.
It's 100% the preppers from like what we were told for years that all this stuff, oh, the government's not going to do that. They're not watching us. They're not doing all that stuff. She's up there complaining about the Patriot Act.
Bam. And that was it. Yeah. They didn't even let you finish the word Patriot Act. But
And then yeah. and then to come back and change where they, and then when they give it back to us, to change the spot that they cut the stream off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they, like what a bunch of shitbags.
Like a human being went in there and had to edit what they did because it, to make it, make sure it matched what they said. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time. So, you know, it, at any rate, it's just there's too many games you have to play. We're it's kind of like being at a party and, you know, you don't really fit in. So you're like, screw it. I'm going to this other party because this isn't the platform. This is the platform for people like Mr. Beast and TikTokers and people doing stupid crap and all that. Some I mean, it's good. Like, I'm going to stay here with Survivalist Prepper. It's good for stuff like that. But any of the more sort of controversial subjects, I don't know if I'm just going to just start doing those over at Rumble as well, because you it's have just, to. Yeah,
you have to, because it's getting suppressed. And hey, with that, everybody, we know YouTube suppressing people. We're not the only channel that this is happening to. Right. And you can watch the video and see what the, how, what they're suppressing us over. Nothing. So the more time that you spend on YouTube, the more you're putting money into the people who censor art, not just when I say Dale, not when I say the R, it's the royal R, like the royal we, all of us.
The Prepper family.
It's the people that they're the people censoring us. So the more time you spend on here, the more money they're getting. I'd encourage you as much as possible to try to go to Rumble and other places, you know, and Rumble's not perfect yet. They're still working on a lot of stuff. It's still, it's kind of clunky over there compared to what you're used to over on YouTube. I mean, they've done a good job with YouTube on the functionality and all that, but I try to get off some of these platforms when you can, as it's convenient, or not use them as often if there's an alternative. Cause again, we're just putting money into YouTube's pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. And sort of on that, I noticed Dan was in the chat. What's going on, Dan? Anybody that is a supporter of this channel, a member of this channel, I would go ahead and just cut that off. And then if you want, go over to, I've got a locals channel that Brian and I are going to be doing some stuff on, and I've got some plans to make it a really cool community, but become a supporter over there. It's like $2 a month. We're going to be doing stuff over there a lot more than you'll get from YouTube, and you're not giving YouTube that money. So we need to get to 50 subscribers over there before I can open up the floodgates to where everybody can comment, and people need to be supporters to be able to comment and post stuff. So once we get to 50 subscribers, I can open up those floodgates, and it's going to be just a fun group where we can kind of interact with each other and all that. So if you're a supporter on this channel over here, a member over here, don't, you know, just go ahead and take that money and put it on locals or something and help support us over there. And if you're not a supporter over here, you can still help support us over at locals. But that's kind of where we're going to go. We're going to go to locals. We're going to go to Rumble, and we're going to go where, you know, sort of where we're wanted, where we're allowed to say what we want to say, because that was the whole point of the show.
It's where we can actually speak the truth, right? What our truth is, what we know to be the truth. And if someone comes along and says, hey, here's some other facts, or our stuff can change over time, right? That's what it's all about. But the fact that you can't say anything over there, I mean, we're going to get into it once we shut the YouTube stream down, you know, with the guy, with the government leak, the classified documents leak and all that, and talk about, because they don't want you to talk about this stuff. They don't want you to know about this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Like, literally, this is some dystopian Orwellian 1984 Russian in the 1970s and 80s Soviet Union level stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane. Like, this is the United States of America, and this is what's going on in our country. And literally having the media, such as YouTube, I mean, if you want to talk about the guy with the classified documents, New York Times and the Washington Post, running him down, finding him for the FBI, literally news outlets that are turning people in. Like, what the hell is have things become? So it's just not worth playing on YouTube. It's unfortunately got a great platform, but you know what? Fuck your censorship, YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Whole lot of Marxism stuff going on, man. And it's concerning. Sort of along those same lines, before we get out of here on YouTube, I wanted to mention Daisy Luther over at the Organic Prepper. She put together, she just wrote this book, and Brian, I think, is further along than me. It's not really long.
I finished it.
And it's not really expensive. I'm about halfway through it. And this is, it's pretty cool, because it is the situation. It starts out like the situation we're in now, and it goes a lot deeper into how things could possibly unfold. And it's a fiction book, so I'm not saying that she wrote this as some sort of factual thing, but it's pretty interesting.
She based it in a lot of what's happening right now. And I read it and I finished it up before the show. And it turned my stomach a little bit by the end of it.
Yeah.
Because she did a really good job at capturing a lot of what's happening right now and kind of making that next leap with it.
Yeah.
To like where this stuff, and it was, oh yeah, like this could be. And so it was, you know, it's a dystopian fiction novel that is based on everything that's happening right now. And it's a short read. It's 44 pages. It's kind of like the intro to get some things going, I think is what she's doing with it. But, definitely worth reading if you want to feel sick about the reality, a possible reality of our current situation. Not that we need more crap, but I thought she did a really good job with it, and it's a really good piece of dystopian fiction.
Yeah, and she's got a few other things over there as well. I was reading it last night, and I was like, I should not be reading this right now because I'm already at, like, I already see all this 1984 crap going on. I already am just positive that all these things are going to happen. And reading that, I was like, oh man. But you know what? I think it, you know, and the timelines could be different and all that stuff. But I think she basically brought up a lot of things we talk about all the time and things that are sort of seem inevitable, you know, coming up in the future. So,
well, you mentioned something about, you know, where you're like, I don't know if I want to read it before I went to bed. Hey, we all got a lot of stress in the world. I just 2 weeks ago or so, I did a podcast over on Mind for Survival on stress and anxiety and in preparedness and how to deal with that. And I know you just did something with Local Prepper on your Survivalist Prepper YouTube station.
Prepper Anxiety
channel on managing stress. Right now, that's one of the biggest preps you can do is managing the stress, the anxiety of what we're feeling with everything that's happening around us, right? We were on Roaming Prepper just YouTube channel the other day. We talked about this, like all the stuff that's happening, right? It's we have some sort of what do we call it? Dramaflation, corruption inflation happening. Like the amount of corruption that's being that we're seeing and everything's happening so fast. Hey, a great prep right now is to understand how your brain works and work on your stress. So check out the Mind for Survival and the Survivalist Preppers channels for those right
now. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's just, it's frustrating to me. And it's sort of what she goes through in that book too, is frustrating to me because the media is working overtime to deflect and distract. And it's ridiculous. Well,
the media should change its names to, like, you know, the public facing, the public information side of the intelligence complex, right? The military industrial complex, the intelligence agencies, the media is just an arm of them now. They have a story to put out, then the New York Times is the place to do it.
Yeah.
You know, all these other media organizations, Fox News, look at some of the crap they're pushing out these days.
Yeah. And Brandon said in the chat too, why are y'all stressed? And it's not necessarily that I'm stressed or that a lot of people are stressed. But it is that it can lead to that for some people, and some things can lead to that. So just understanding, you know, that controlling the things you can control and all that is just a good way to make sure you're in the mental space. What's that?
Yeah, fuck that. No, people get stressed. It's a stressful time in the world right now, right? We got a lot of reasons to be stressed. You know, why are you stressed? Come on, dude. One, we're all preppers. We're watching a show about doom and gloom. Right? It's the way it works.
Yeah.
Stress happens.
But there are certain things you can do and certain things that are in your control and certain things that are out of your control. And I think that's where you got to make that, you know, don't worry too much about the stuff you can't.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, very cool book so far. I'm going to finish it tonight. Brian's already finished it. Short read, but very cool. With that, anyone in the chat, just, you know, like I said, this is not a you know, we're still going to keep the YouTube channel up. So who knows what happens in the future. But for the most part, go over and subscribe to us on Rumble. You can get the phone. You can get the app on your phone. They don't do a very good job of notifying unless you set it up to be notified every time they like immediate notifications. Sometimes it's a weekly digest or whatever. But just, you know, Sunday nights we're here. We try to be here every Sunday night at the exact same time. So just know, and you know, support us over on Rumble, support us over on our Locals. It's the Survivalist Prepper Locals group right now is what it's called. Support us over there, because that's where we're going to be, because that's where it's fun to have these conversations and fun to talk. And you know, we get to say what we want to say. So with that, you have any parting words before we get out of here on YouTube?
Fuck off, YouTube.
Yeah, suppose that works. All right, everyone on YouTube, appreciate you. Make sure head over to Rumble. Like I said, if you are, you know, a member over here on this YouTube channel, just go over and support our Locals channel. But we're going to end the stream now here on YouTube and go talk about some fun stuff over at Rumble. All right, so, yeah, I didn't go to anywhere else today, so we're good to go here on Rumble. So, cool. A lot of people in the chat today, or a few anyway. Robert's yeah. here. Lisa's in the chat. She's on Budget Equestrian. I haven't seen that name in a while.
Right. City Prepper 16's in there.
Yeah, yeah. How's it going? But I did want to talk. I mean, I don't know where you want to start. There's like 15 different stories that we could go with. You've got that the most annoying person on the planet working with Bud Light. You've got the leaker. Where do you want to go first?
Hey, let's talk about the central bank digital currency, because that's what City Prepper 16 asked about in the chat. We can touch on that real quick.
Okay.
Right. They're pushing the central bank digital currency. I think it's come, like, I think they've made another, maybe it came out this week. They made another move forward. I think you're going to see that coming. We talked about Daisy's book over there.
Yeah.
She does a great job of rolling this, of talking about possibilities of the central bank digital currency, right? And how they can use that to control the society, where that's all going. I think it's one of the reasons that you're seeing the Restrict Act, the anti-TikTok bill that doesn't mention TikTok. And hey, for all you people in Montana, right? Freedom. State of freedom, your state's voting to ban the TikTok app. Why are they voting to ban the TikTok app? Because the government doesn't want you to be able to buy cryptocurrency and trade it through a VPN. That's part of what's in the TikTok app or in the Restrict Act, right? So I think it's a control move. I think it's happening. I think Daisy's right when she in her book, when she talks about that all it's going to take is some sort of run on the banks to happen and the central bank. Right. The Fed to say, well, we're locking everything down now. You need to use this app, turn in all your money. We'll convert everything to digital dollars. And there we go. So I think we're going to see that happen here, man, with the speed. I can't even predict how fast that thing's going to be implemented. Watch for a crisis to happen and watch for them to push the central bank digital currency, because they're already pushing the Fed app, basically whatever the Fed app is.
Fed now,
something like that. Right. They've implemented the federal government app in Ukraine and I think six other countries around the world. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, has pushed that in a bunch of other countries, and they're beta testing it by using those other countries. So at some point they're going to push all that stuff here. Watch for it to come. Maybe this China thing that they're working on kicking off with the whole China Taiwan thing. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's kind of the part of that the very beginning of that I was reading that I was like, oh, crap, because, you know, the timeline may be different. The situations may be a little different than what she was writing about, because, like I said, it is fiction. But it wouldn't surprise me. And even she even said it in that little book. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, you've already got a couple banks that failed. It wouldn't surprise me if all of this or some of this stuff were to come down the pipe and it was sort of a coordinated effort to get all that stuff to happen. And then you get people that can't get their money. You get the, you know, the people that are trying to get their money out of the banks, but it's non-existent, so they can't get it. And they get stressed and you get all that stuff going on. And then all of a sudden, government to the rescue, right? Here, we've got your money. You know, don't worry about you. We're going to take care of you. You've got all your money. We're not going to use cash anymore. We're going to have to use this digital currency. So, and that leads back to what you were talking about with the TikTok ban and the Restrict Act, because if you know, that's competition, I suppose. And you can't have competition. So yeah, it's, I don't know how they unfold it. Like I said, the timeline may be different than what she wrote about. It could be something that's more stretched out and more,
sure,
you know, death by a thousand cuts type thing, or it could be that quick, boom, here you go.
Well, I think too, and no, it, if you're in the position, right, to see, and you see that coming, well, what's some things you can do to hopefully answer that, right? Because when they tell you that, hey, everybody's going to the digital dollar. I went with my buddy a couple of weeks ago, right? We went to watch the new D&D movie, and none of the stores were taking, were giving change, right? They weren't even taking, they weren't even taking cash. They wouldn't even take cash. Everything was off a debit card because they, and they said, because we don't have change. We don't have change, right? There's national change shortage, right? So everything was a debit card. It's not hard for them to push that. So mm-hmm. what's your response to that? How are you going to engage with society? What's your plan then? Right. Can you grow your own food? You know, can you, do you have maybe gold or silver? And you don't have to go out and buy bars of stuff, but you can start buying some of the Mercury Head dimes if, as time allows. You know, yeah. a lot of people are hesitant on cryptocurrency. Bitcoin's back up. If you're a big, if you're a crypto person, that's one way, but putting it in things that, that are sustainable. You know, I think you're going to see, as this stuff comes on, you're going to see the rise of swap meets in that again, right? Bartering.
Yeah.
And all that. So thinking of ways, the things that you can do that if all of a sudden they say, hey, we're not taking cash anymore, right? Or the bottom falls out of the dollar either way, that you can still function and get your needs met and all that without having to engage on their system. Because as soon as you go digital dollar, they're going to force you into their government apps.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just right? The first step.
So,
yeah. And with all the new IRS agents and with them tracking you having to claim everything that you make on Venmo or, you know, all these different cash apps, eBay, if it's a digital currency, you know, like she was talking about in that book again, if it's a digital currency, you have a garage sale, everything is taxed, everything is tracked. If you have, you know, if you, you know, if you give or you trade something with somebody or you get paid for something, say you got an old couch, something like that, everything is tracked. No cash anymore. So everything gets tracked. So they basically get every little tiny red cent they can out of you. And then what's the next step after that? What they do. And that's the, you know, sort of the concerning part, because we just don't know how far they're yeah. willing to take all this crap. They're going to tell us right now that, you know, we never, this is America. We don't do things like that. We wouldn't do that. And there's a lot of people out there saying that same thing. I don't buy it
because yeah, of course, because they've lied to us repeatedly about it. They're lying to us now about this whole Intel leak stuff, right? I mean, has anybody called out Joe Biden on what's happening in Ukraine on it? No, what they're calling for, the right and left, there are Republicans out there in droves talking about that we need more internet censorship
yeah.
because of this leak, because it happened in a Discord room. How about you need to have a better security clearance process, not overclassify things, and limit people's access to shit that don't need to see it.
Yeah.
How about you start there? You know, it's like the anti-gun lobby. Well, no, we need to take your guns. How about you start with fucking securing schools?
Yeah.
Hardening schools so that people can't walk up and shoot through doors. No. Are these false flag events? I don't know, but they're opportunities for the government to try to take more of our rights and more of our freedoms and more of our privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they false flag events to in the Alex Jones sense? I don't think so. But are they events like, say, the southern border, that same type of situation where you just ignore it or you almost, you know, some of these people, these gun grabbers, they almost want it to happen. So it's acceptable losses because when it happens, then it gets everybody all riled up and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's they bitch and scream about it in front of the camera. But I guarantee you every single time something like this happens, they love it because they're not going to fix the laws if you fix the laws or if you enforce the laws, that might actually help the problem. So.
Well, no, because they want the power that they get off of the censorship, off of the reasons yeah. why. Dude, watch what happens as we move closer to this shit that they're trying to drum up with China. Like, I'm all about, I don't think China should fuck with Taiwan, right? I think Taiwan is a free place. It should do as it wants, right? We didn't bitch when they took over fucking Hong Kong, right? And what are we going to do? We can't even supply enough ammo to help to keep the Ukrainians going. right? And what aren't you hearing a whole lot about right now? You don't hear a whole lot about Ukraine in the mainstream media right now because it's not doing very well. But what do you hear a lot about? I love watching the generals jump on Fox News. Oh yeah. Well, we got to start stockpiling. We might have to go to war with China.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So we're going to go to war with the country that supplies all of our shit. We're going to go with the country that supplies all of our antibiotics. You know, all the stuff that like we're having shortages of all that's the country we're going to go to war with. We can't even supply enough weapons for the limited incursion that the Russians are throwing at against Ukraine. But somehow we're going to bite it off with them. Hey, I it's not that I don't think the U.S. military isn't capable and that some of our soldiers aren't some of the most fantastic military people in the world. But this is the narrative they're pushing. Why? Because now they want to spend a fuck ton of money on more military weapons. Who's not getting any of this money? Our roads are shit. Inflation's through the roof. How about you get the deficit down to zero? Then let's talk about some of your shit.
Yeah, yeah. This government doesn't work to it works to maintain its control. It works to save itself these days. It doesn't work for us. So and we may have the greatest military in the world, the people in there. But if you don't have any bullets, if you don't have any equipment, what does all that matter?
Well,
and I don't know one side or the other, you know, how depleted we actually are, but it's got to be lower than it should be. And that's probably a great excuse for them to, you know, ramp up the military industrial complex. But
and remember, we have to be careful of what we wish for and what ends up happening, right? They have hypersonic missile capability of hitting the United States. They have hypersonic missile capability of taking out our Navy. And a fucking aircraft carrier has nothing to stop it. Unless we control the Tic Tac ships, right? Unless we control those, we don't have anything that can stop those hypersonic missiles. So, like, we're punching up a little bit when we try to play fuck around games with China. Hey, we don't like what's happening, but we may not have a whole lot we can fucking say about it right now.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Go round up all of Europe and say, hey, let's go put a stop to this? Fucking France just went and basically blew China. Macron was over there blowing Xi the other day.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's like I talked about when we were on the Roman Prepper show last week. It's like we're a bunch of crackheads and in even Europe, but Americans are crackheads. And like you were just talking about, we depend on them for everything. So we're sort of, you know, at their whim at this point. Now, that doesn't mean that we're just going to sit and take it, you know, but at the same time, this country that loves to bitch and scream about things are so dependent on China for every, we put ourselves in that position, that Walmart mentality. So, I don't know. I mean, if I'm not so convinced, I suppose if we were to get in some sort of fighting war with them, that it would be the domination that I would have thought 10, 15 years ago.
Well, let me ask you, it's not even about like a war. Do you think we're really able to stop them from taking Taiwan at this point? Like, what do we have? What's going to stop the Chinese, the entire Chinese military, if they choose, from going across, you know, I don't know, whatever the straits are there, 50 miles. I don't know how fucking far it is. Not very far. A lot closer than it is from us to get there. And take over this little island country? Come on. Ain't nothing every advantage is sitting in their hip pocket.
Yeah.
And I want to be, and you know what, again, with the level of we don't have a good reputation right now because of what's happening in Ukraine, right? We've pissed off a lot of people. Pretty much the world knows pretty much that we blew up the Nord Stream pipe. Like there's so many things that we've done and things that we've shit the bed and wars we've gotten into and places where we provoke shit that I don't know. I don't know that it'll be interesting to see what happens, man.
Yeah. If you were Taiwanese, would you be all that convinced that the United States was actually going to have your back?
Dude, if I was Taiwanese,
with our track record,
if I was Taiwanese, I'd be getting a visitor pass to the U.S. and heading over here for a while at least.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
Better hang it up.
Yeah. So sort of on that, this Pentagon leaker, and I was talking with a local prepper the other day, talking about this younger generation, this TikTok generation, the social media generation. how I think, it's millennials get a bad name, but these guys are 10 times worse. But with this Pentagon leaker, what he said was it was sort of a street cred thing. He was online trying to build up his online credibility. And that's the mentality of some of these people these days. What are your thoughts on that as far as why he did it? And then we'll get into how it was reported on and the severity and all that and the reactions to it. But what are your thoughts, when you first found out it was some kid behind his computer? Well, kid, I mean, he was in the service, but still a kid, 20, in his younger 20s. What were your thoughts or what are your thoughts?
Well, I think, man, it's he's a young kid, right? Like they do stupid shit. And we had I don't remember what the name was before, but Chelsea Manning that did the same thing, got wicked, all everything out there.
If he'd have done what he did now, he'd have been fine. He'd have been on MSNBC. But no, he had to be transvestite when it wasn't cool.
Well, what it is, right, is like this guy now, he made the Biden administration look bad. So all the media come up and go after him. You have enough people in the middle. When you put millions of people and a bunch of those people have access to your top secret shit, it happens all the time. It's happened throughout history. People are going to leak stuff. People are going to sell secrets. Some kid's going to feel like he needs to prove himself in some chat room. He's going to post a bunch of secret documents.
Yeah.
It happens over and over. My bigger concern is that they're literally both sides right now are calling for censorship. No one's focusing on the lies. Like when you look into documents, like the U.S. government and the Ukrainians have been like underreporting all the death totals for the Ukrainians and overreporting the death totals for Russians, which what the fuck? Like, we don't think go back and watch anything about Vietnam. And one of the first things you're going to hear about is how we inflated the body counts of the dead, right? Look how great we're doing. We're slaughtering them and we're inflating body counts. So we're not playing that same game when we have the chance again. Turns out that they are.
Yeah.
Again, lies, lies, lies. That's the problem with this intel leak. Is it exposed the government for the shady shit the government continues to do.
Yeah.
We have a fucking, we're spending billions and trillions of dollars, right? And they're not doing anything to stop it, which is making our lives worse. And they're fucking lying to us about the reasons why they're spending it or the results of why they're spending it.
Yeah.
Oh, Ukraine's, we keep shitting on, China's going to get a peace deal out of Ukraine. You watch. We keep shitting on it. We're not going to have a seat at the table. Even though we partially started this mess, right? Because we're too busy trying to act like there's still a fucking chance. They're literally trying to keep the narrative going that somehow Ukraine's going to fucking pull a win out of this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that upsets me about this whole thing is one, I think Greenwald had written I read something from him where he was talking about the media that is supposed to take sources like these and use them and out things. The media is now an arm by these guys doing this stuff that the FBI couldn't. The FBI can't even find the Supreme Court leaker, but some media guys can actually go out and do this. But he was talking about how the media is being used as an arm of the government to go out and find this dude rather than reporting like they should. So they're basically an arm of the government. And when you look at some of the stuff they're reporting now, like the New York Times, it's about how there were three more spy balloons, or it's about how there's some, discord going on in the Russian military or things like that. Nothing about all the other stuff that is really important to American citizens and about the lies that they told. Nothing like that. So it's all just cover and, just gloss it over, make it look good. And then the government go and they've been doing it for years. So it's not like it's anything new. You talked about Vietnam. Well, it's not like it's anything new.
What are they doing? They're pushing up. They're literally putting out UFO things about balloons because it's keeping us distracted.
Yeah,
that's when when the spy balloon stuff happened was when all the Nord Stream stuff was happening. And they didn't want us focusing on the one balloon that was doing the deal, right?
Yeah.
No, it's the nonstop, just kabuki theater, man, that's been going on. I mean, they don't want us. How much talk do you hear? City Prepper 16 in the chat talked about, you know, that we're being invaded by China from the southern border. Yeah. Let me ask you this. If we're heading into a possible war with China, right? How many Chinese military or intel agents that have missions to destroy shit or to fuck shit up do you think could be on the ground in the United States?
And how many would it take?
Oh, I don't think it would take many to cause a bunch of problems, right? But how many of those guys? I mean, they're catching them on the border. I mean, when I was a firefighter, I worked in a big city. It was there's a lot of Chinese in it. And there was a lot, and you don't hear a lot because everything's focused on the southern border, but there are a lot of illegal Asians in this country, a lot of illegal Chinese, right? But they have them coming across the border, like lots of them. So, dude, where are we at with things?
Yeah. That's why it's just like nothing these days, nothing would surprise me. And it's all of these things that we're focused on could happen, but it very well could be something like that really doesn't get talked about too much, right? But that becomes, you know, some sort of catalyst, or even if it's just small scale sort of, you know, situation. I mean, nothing would surprise me going on these days. Just to that point. But that's why you hear about all this. That's why they love to push the racism crap. That's why they love getting everybody all hyped up about this transgender shit. Because when we're talking about this stuff and getting all fever pitch, that's all that's all over mainstream media and the news. We're not talking about what a crap job or the corruption and all that with things that are going on with Ukraine, or why the government isn't, you know, addressing important issues that they should. We're talking about the most ridiculous human being, the most annoying human being on the planet on a beer can. You know, and, you know, I think there's a deeper, there's more to that than just, than him. I want to talk about a little bit later on too, but yeah, we're distracted by all this other bullshit, and they can literally go ahead and do whatever they want to do. So when they want to put the Fed coin in, when they want to do whatever the hell they want to do in the future.
Well, I mean, look how fast
they know how to play us.
Look how fast you have both sides of the uniparty coming out calling for censorship of the internet because this guy leaked documents on. Because they fuck up and they can't handle their classified end, let's go ahead and censor all of America.
Yeah.
Handle your own fucking business, dickheads. Yeah. Don't want to do that. Again, is that a false flag because they're inept and then a problem happens and then they come after us for their problem? I don't know that that's a false flag. I think that's, you know, again, they're seizing on opportunity to try to, again, to suppress our fucking freedoms.
Yeah. Well, and that's the media right there in a nutshell. That's a perfect example, because instead of saying, how could the government let this happen? What sort of systems do they have in place that this was allowed to happen? Instead of reporting on the situation like that, instead they're reporting on, we really got to ratchet this thing down. We got to make sure these people online aren't able to do this and do that. So yeah, it is a censorship thing. And I think the media would stand to benefit from something like that, right? Because shows like this, shows like Crowder, shows like, you know, shows that like this, basically, that talk about all this stuff, we're sort of getting in their way. We're taking away viewers from them. Well, Jimmy Dore is the guy I was trying to say. We're taking away viewers from them by a large scale, especially people like Jimmy Dore, Russell Brand, Joe Rogan. I mean, just a bunch of them, even Crowder, taking away viewers from them. So if they can crack down on all that, they become relevant again.
They
so,
are. Look what we did. We just flushed YouTube today, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it's working.
Yeah. They've all done it too. Well, most of them,
you know? Yeah. I mean, and so it's working. Right. And so what's going to happen during the 24 election? Rumble. Oh, look at that place where all the crazy right wing, you know, nuts are. Right. All the conspiracy people are over there again. Right. That's what they're going to say about Rumble. I mean, we're used to it. That's what preppers have been getting labeled for, you know, decades, generations. We've been getting labeled.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what they're doing. They're pushing people into one place.
Yeah.
You know, what happens?
It's not even.
Oh, go ahead.
It's not even like Parler was a total just Trump thing, right? And it was that really ultra right type thing. Rumble's not even that way. Or because there are a lot of people that have come over here to Rumble. There's a lot of people that are basically center or used to be left that are now considered right wing.
But they're going to tell us that the Jimmy Dores, the Glenn Greenwalds on Rumble, Matt Taibbi's on Rumble, right? All these people that are on the left are on Rumble, but they've run afoul of the establishment. They've run afoul of the establishment Democratic Party, and they call them alt-right. I mean, for fuck's sakes, Joe Rogan gets called alt-right.
Yeah. Yeah, right? He was the OG alt-right.
Yeah, like they've been calling that dude alt-right for years, and he's not alt-right. But you know what's even crazier? Joe Rogan's come out and says he would support Trump before he would support Biden. It's a guy that's never voted for a Republican in his life. And they've pushed the envelope so far and gone so crazy with shit that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. All right. So speaking of this Mulvaney BS, you had talked about Chelsea Manning, and I made a small little comment about he had bad timing. I truly do believe that if he would have done the same thing right now, that the reaction to what he did would be totally different. It's kind of like this little clip I've got right here. I saw this from Fernando Aguirre from, I believe it's Modern Survival Online. He posted this on Twitter. I just thought it was hilarious.
Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time.
That's basically how it is. Hey, you can do whatever the hell you want. Oh, you're
go shoot up a school and we won't bother releasing your manifesto.
Yeah, and we'll make sure everybody gets your pronouns right and all that stuff. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, another thing. That's a very good point. Where's that manifesto? That was the day that happened, or the day after, in that time frame. They were talking about how it's going to be released. We're going to find out about it. That just disappeared conveniently. Yeah. Nobody in the media is asking about it.
They must have had some extra space in the safe where they keep Epstein's client list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's interesting all of that, how that stuff just kind of goes away. Sort of the same thing with January 6th. You know how Tucker got his hands on all the tapes and was going to start putting them out every day? Didn't he do like one day and then it just went nothing?
They shut him down. Fox News shut him down.
Yeah, yeah. Go figure. So that's how the whole system is rigged against, if you're not part of the machine, if you're not part of the corporate, you know, this whole corporate machine and government machine, you know, it really does feel like we are in some sort of virtual reality where we're fed a narrative, fed this line, and we need to stay within those lines. Otherwise we
don't forget was it Chris Wallace when he was with, Fox News that interrupted Trump and shut Trump down on the debate stage.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of the reporters that had done that, right? So, yeah. But yeah, this whole Mulvaney thing, I mean, dude, like, first of all, like, well, one, it's driving me crazy because what do you see now? You see Trump's kid out there, Don Jr., running around. Well, let's...
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, because Anheuser-Busch donates to the GOP, I guess. Or something along, or they're pro-Trump, whatever. Out there they're trying 50-50, to run interference. Actually. It's like, first of all, I can't understand why Bud Light is the best beer, is the number one beer in America. You're all a bunch of half of fags if you're drinking Bud Light. Like, straight up. Like Bud Light, it's piss. It's fucking piss beer. And everybody's all pissed that, you know, it's a light beer, and so a light dude, basically almost a chick, I guess, trying to be a chick,
almost a chick,
is like now the spokesperson for that. And I think it's hysterical because if the narrative is true that Bud Light, right, like that the people, you know, running Bud Light were like, oh my God, this is what we wanted. And it was this one woman that did this, all this woke stuff. Well, that means you didn't have enough control and oversight of what's going on. Right.
Yeah.
Like, and that that is in your culture of your business, the wokeness, and they thought they could get away with it. Let me go push some more shit down people's throats. You know what, dude? I don't have a problem with trans people other than shaking your dicks and your fucking fat ass in front of little kids. I don't have a fucking problem with it. Do what you want.
I have a problem with this one.
Have at it. Like, I don't care, but you know what? At the same time, stop pushing it down my fucking throat.
Yeah.
We don't need, I don't need your shit. Quit telling me what I need to say, the words we need to use, how we need to feel. Fuck you. That's what's coming. That's where this pendulum swing's coming. They're not going to like when this goes back the other way.
Yeah. And that's my problem with the whole situation. Bud Light can do whatever the hell Bud Light wants to do. But it's gotten to the point now where the whole live and let live mentality, and I could, you know, give a crap about transgender people and all that. The whole live and let live mentality is you're not allowed to do that anymore. The whole not being racist is not good enough anymore. You've got to be anti-racist. You've got to be, you got to have a bumper sticker, a pride flag bumper sticker on your car. All this stuff keeps getting pushed in your face and pushed in your face to where it gets to the point where you're like, enough, man, enough. And then this guy has got to be the most annoying piece of shit on the planet. Acts like a 12-year-old little girl. That should be bad enough in itself. And then he's getting all sorts of deals from all these stupid companies because, and I think it's because of the whole, like Daisy wrote in her article, the ESGs and the CEIs or whatever the all the different letters are and everything, but the inclusion crap that if you want to be an investable company, you've got to get all these checkboxes marked about, well, you know, you're LGBTQ friendly for this and this and this, and you've got a certain amount of employees. That's why all these companies are doing it. Disney and Disney's up there with BlackRock in causing these problems. But that's my problem with it is just gets thrown in your face 50 million times. Then they're fucking with the kids. That's my problem with it. Go be transgender. I could give a shit.
So the whole this whole gig is the fucking BLM, right? This is BLM of 2023 now, right? Yeah. Oh, no.
Trans is the new black?
I guess. You got to accept all this bullshit. Right. And it's like, no, man. And what are they doing? If you say anything, us saying this is what are we like? We're what's the term? We are toxic masculinity is what's happening right here. This conversation.
It's rather probably 50 than, terms. I'm
with your bullshit and you pushing and trying to make my life less free. Again, go swing your tits and your dick in somebody else's face and tell them they have to accept it. Like, you know what? They're drag bars. If I ever want to go see a drag show, I know where to fucking go. Get stop pushing it down my fucking, you know, down our fucking faces all the time. It's just nonstop with it. And again, I think people are really starting to get more and more pissed off. You see people from the left getting fed up with this shit. And I'm talking about like getting fed up with the trans shit. And it's because again, they're forcing it on us. That's the whole problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's Brandon in the chat said Nazis came for the trans first. I don't even think has nothing to do with anything. I don't think because it's not like people are going after, I'm sure there's some people out there that are, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about just knock the shit off the in your face. You got to do this. You got to do that. You know, you're doing drag shows for kids is perfectly acceptable. I don't get that. I just cannot fathom I saw a video of a little girl handing a dollar bill to some dude dressed like a stripper. That's
here's
wrong.
Something for you, man. When do you ever remember hearing about like all of a sudden everybody was attacking trans people? Where were all the trans people that were getting attacked that were getting fucked with everywhere?
Yeah.
They literally made this shit up. Like, well, we can't use lesbians anymore because everybody's pretty much okay with lesbians. I mean, hey, I'll cheer some lesbian porn on. You can't, you know, everybody's pretty much, all right, if you want to be gay and do your gay thing, fucking have at it. And it went all the way down the whole fucking line. Well, what can we get? Well, what can we get them on? Oh, they must hate trans people.
Yeah. Like, it's that next level.
It wasn't a thing. They literally built it out of fucking bullshit.
Yeah. They've made roads racist. They made trees racist. I mean, they've basically squeezed the well or bled the well dry on the whole racism thing. So this is the next step they got to go. Yeah. And everybody's kind of like, yeah, we don't really care about the gay thing. So they're like, well, this isn't making headlines. What can we do? Let's put this the most annoying freaking dude on the planet and we'll make him the face of all these different companies and we'll just put him out there and we'll just freaking force it. I think that's my main thing. Well,
again, it's a distraction, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and what are they doing on the other end? I don't know. Like, they got so much shit going on that they're doing. I don't know. You know, when we say, what are they doing? I don't think they're hiding any of it, but it's just one more distraction. One more thing to keep people divided.
Yeah.
Because at some point when our society does melt down more than it has, what are they going to blame it on themselves? No, they're going to blame it on on one of the groups. They're going to use it to, you know, to come in and try to get more, erode more of our freedoms. They're going to get us fighting over it on the ground. I mean, look at the Ukraine deal. Like, how many people are out there? Oh, no, you don't stand with Ukraine. No, I don't stand with spending trillions of dollars and billions of dollars, whatever, to fund fucking Ukraine. We got a bunch of problems happening here in the country, and we kind of help create the fucking problem over there. Like, maybe we should try suing for peace. Nope, we're not going to. No peace. We're not going to have peace. Not till every fucking Ukrainian dude is dead.
Yeah, yeah. The term useful idiots keeps coming to my mind over the last few weeks, and I think that's exactly what it is. I saw a little clip of this lady, I can't remember who it was, on Tucker Carlson talking about these Marxist ideologies that are getting leaked into the education system and all of these, all of these little things that are adding up to the bigger thing. And I think that's one of the problems I have with this as well. But it's all that whole useful idiots thing where it's these people, goes back to Ann Coulter and her BLM organization and all that. Of course, she's gone and she banked and, you know, she...
Ann Coulter?
Or whatever her name is, Coulter, the leader of the BLM organization.
No, isn't Ann Coulter a newscaster on Fox?
Isn't she that annoying white chick?
I don't know.
What is the color, dude, or something like that?
You're the one going with this one.
But she's the organ. Her and her girlfriend, the leaders of the BLM movement. Organization, not the movement, the organization. But and they basically banked and they took off and bought some mansions in Canada and you know, milked that for as much as they could and took off. But it's the useful idiots. It's the people that will forward these powers that be's agenda. You think Biden really gives a crap about transgender people? You think that the shitheads in Washington really give a crap about transgender people and gay people and black people?
Biden voted against busing and integration. He didn't want black people mixing with white people. He came out and lobbied against it. No, that guy doesn't give a shit. He gives a shit about whatever gets him votes, whatever makes his family money, and whatever keeps Hunter Biden and blowing hookers. That's all he gives a fuck about.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, he's got to be one of the most racist presidents in my memory anyway. When you go back and look at his whole history of things that he's done, and then all the lying he does these days to cover up all the bullshit he's done. I mean, it's if he were a Republican, he'd have been gone a long time ago or he'd been called to the mat. But since you're a Democrat,
I mean, that's the gig that they've had for years. Right. Act like they give a fuck about minorities and equality and all that shit when they don't give two fucks, because if they gave two fucks, South Central LA still wouldn't be a shithole. The South Side of Chicago wouldn't be a shithole. There wouldn't be shitholes in every Democratic run city across this country. None of that shit would be the way it is. Right? Why can't people get jobs? Because you don't fucking put money into the education. Why don't all the people in Beverly Hills want to send their kids to high schools in South Central LA? Because they fucking suck. Right? Yeah. When you talk about BLM, that's who's donating to them. To all the rich white Karens out in the fucking hood, you're out in the suburbs that are donating to BLM. They're the ones that made all that money happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just insane to me because you get all this uproar and all this noise and all that and nothing. It serves its purpose for the people that are, you know, that are getting things done that they want to get done, but it doesn't really serve the purpose for the, you know, the people down here, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's not meant for that. So all of this stuff that keeps people at fever pitch, I think this is also the same. It's one of the reasons why society has just gone over the cliff as far as, you know, people feeling like it's okay to go blow another person away. Not, you know, not having that personal connection with anybody. It's because of the online stuff. It's because we're so pushed into arguing with each other. Like if you're okay with, you know, you go be transgender, I don't give a crap. Oh, that's not good enough. We got to push all this stuff in your face so you get pissed off. And that's where people are these days. I think that's a big part of why society is
because they can
do whatever they want because they feel justified. Like it's okay if I go blow this person's head off.
Well, what's doesn't happening matter. Right now? You got a bunch of George Soros fucking DAs that have been elected in these inner cities, right? Besides fucking with Trump and other people, what are they doing? They're letting all these violent criminals out, right? They're making society more, you know, giving more anxiety. causing people to ratchet up and do shit. Like we talked about last week, right? I would love to see a study, you know, a research done on the political leanings, like who they're more inclined to vote for of all the fucking mass shooters we've been had shooting people, right? They had the one in Atlanta today. I imagine it wasn't a Republican or wasn't a conservative leaning person, right? The it that shot up the school. What we already know there because they're hiding the manifesto. The guy that just shot up the bank. They're not the pro gun crowd that I'm used to, right? Yeah. So what side is that? They're causing the fucking problems. And everybody, oh yeah, you know, more and more people out there. I want to say some red state. Oh yeah, Tennessee, which is like, well, we need the governor and deputy governor, whatever the assistant governor is called there, right? Lieutenant governor. Oh yeah, we got to do something about these guns. They're talking about it. Fuck yeah. You.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get, what's that?
I was just going to say, there are just so many other things that could be done and should be done that would actually make a dent in all this stuff, but that doesn't get talked about because it's going to be, and I think we've said this before, it's going to be just like the war on drugs, you know, hey, pretty, you know, how did that work out for the Reagans and Nancy and her just say no crap and all that. It's going to be the same damn thing where you can take as many as you want away. It's going to get here and it's going to get into the hands of the shitheads that are doing this stuff. Maybe it stops a few, maybe it stops, you know, people like this last one that, where we can't see the manifesto because they won't release it. I might have stopped her.
No, I think the manifesto one. I guess she got some, but, or it got some, whatever. But no, like again, the problem is we need to. Why do you lock your fucking doors on your house? Why should women, when they go out to a bar or they go out on a first date or a third date, worry about getting fucking roofied? Because people out there do this shit. We know people want to shoot up schools, that there's sick fucks out there. Harden the fucking schools. We know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
We know how to do this shit. Harden the fucking schools. Put school resource officers in there. Like, we can make this shit happen overnight, but they don't want to. Doesn't help their fucking agenda. So is it the pro-gun lobby that's causing kids to get slaughtered, or is it the fucking the anti-gun lobby that says, no, we shouldn't harden schools. We don't want our kids to live in prisons. You don't have to make it look like a prison. Those glass doors that fucktard shot through to get into that school at the church, those could have been ballistic. That could be ballistic glass in those doors, and nobody would have known the difference.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That should be a requirement across the country. There are companies, a good friend of mine specializes in doing security assessments of schools. That's his gig. Do you see the schools doing anything? Nope. You know, what happened in Uvalde? Oh, the shooter went in through a side door that was propped open. Are we seeing a fucking trend here? If you let somebody get in the school, you got a problem. Everybody hails the cops down in Tennessee. Or, you know, and that was great. The cops did a great job once they got there. Took them 14 minutes to get there. 14 fucking minutes. Why isn't there a cop there already? That's our most precious treasure, right? The kids, right? We got all kinds of, you know, everything. Every time you have a new law, a new vote, always, what do? We got to do something for the kids. They just don't want to secure the fucking kids.
Yeah. By the way, we haven't talked about this, but those Nashville cops did a fantastic job, especially in contrast to Uvalde. Holy crap. Yeah. They were in there quick. But I know this is sort of an old argument or overused argument and all that, but when you think back to 40, 50 years ago, this type of thing didn't happen, and we didn't have red flag laws, and we didn't have all the laws we have these days. So what is it? I think this is what people should look at.
I think that's a fallacy. I think we had plenty of school shootings back in the day.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying it, not to the extent that all that happen now.
I caught some stats the other day that's actually incorrect. And I'm trying to do some more research on it. And what I'll say is what I know about it now. And what they were saying is that we just didn't hear about it as much because we don't have the social media. And it used to be a mass shooting was like, I don't know, 10 people. There's no common denominator now on what a mass shooting is. right? Some say it's three, some say it's four. They just kind of go with what. So maybe I'm not saying 100% sure that there's more now or there was more back then, but I had a good source the other day that said no, it was actually a fallacy. Just we didn't hear about it as much.
You mean like people going into schools and shooting up schools? People going into grocery stores.
I think the amount of shootings, maybe the school shootings weren't as bad because you hear about that more. But I think you've always had a lot of shootings. I mean, we're an armed society. It's always been a thing.
That makes sense.
They're trying to, you know, it's what did Fox News lead with this morning? Oh, there was a mass shooting in Alabama. Someone went in. I think four people got killed and a bunch of people got wounded. It was at a party. Right. But they're leading with the mass shooting. There's parties been shot up for years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I did my paramedic internship in South Central LA, dealt with a lot of people who got shot. There were a lot of mass shootings going on.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. I just think I don't ever remember. I mean, there was once when I was younger, I lived up by Red Rocks in Littleton here out in Colorado. And I had a friend that lived one street over from me, and his big brother, Craig Thompson is actually his name. Look him up. And he actually went ballistic, went into somebody's house, held him hostage, not ransom, and ended up killing him and then killing himself. That was the first time and probably the only time until I was 25 or something that I ever remember anything like that happening. And then you had the up until Columbine, I suppose. But it just seems like that type of situation or these people that are more willing and less have less reservation about taking somebody's life. They don't think about somebody as a human being anymore. They think of them as some sort of like NPC, you know, online personality or whatever. They don't think about their families that are going to be affected and all those things. And I'm not talking everybody, but a large majority of society. And even if you're not saying all of these people are going to go out and shoot things up, but a large portion of society sort of has that disconnect. And I think that's a big part of where we are and why some of these things are just so accepted and done.
We've talked about before, right? What's the left doing, right? In their whole woke, don't ever question transgender people, like, you got, you know, just love on them and all this shit is they're not recognizing the fact that the transgender community has a 60% suicide rate.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we getting them the mental health and screening? Because that's not convenient for the politicians. The politicians want to say, oh, look at all the people that came out as trans now. Right. Rather than like, hey, maybe you need some fucking mental health. Like, why aren't we working on that? You know, we have across society problems. Like, we don't want to work on that stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. If they just want to promote the narrative of mass shootings, they don't want to work on the root causes of mental health and different things that may lead to it. What would be the reason that they try to promote mass shootings? Is like, oh, look at all the mass shootings that are happening now. Because they want to get rid of the Second Amendment. They want to take away gun rights.
Yeah.
Sounds like narrative control to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's every time you can get a story out there like that. So every news organization, anytime something like that pops up, you know, keep talking about it. Because it's just like everything, whether you're talking about guns or whether you're talking about, you know, whatever it is, you say it enough and it becomes the truth, or it becomes just like us, you know, when I'm on Twitter or any of us who are reading stories about train wrecks or stories about explosions at chemical plants or meatpacking plants or whatever, or cows dying. If you see a story enough, you start to believe that it is a bigger problem than it actually is. And it's not to say that the whole gun shooting, the death thing isn't a bigger problem than it actually is, but but it seems like that. And then you've got the people that are disingenuous about it because they'll throw out this huge number about gun deaths in the United States. And if you break that crap down, it looks a whole lot different than, there's 30,000 a year or whatever the number is.
And they skew the numbers too, right? Just like with the consumer price index, they go in there and like, well, this is what we're reporting now as doing this is what we classify this as. These things aren't getting reported. That's not me. They turn up the heat on the narrative whenever they want. They can, you know, the FBI, what does the country go by? FBI crime data. Do you really believe that you're not getting this is the way we're considering this data this year, right? Depending on the narrative that they're trying to push, they're able to push the crime stat. Oh no, violent assaults aren't up. Yeah, sometimes they change what they consider a violent assault and stuff.
Well, Obama changed things. The definition of a mass shooting from like 8 or so to like 2 or 3 or whatever the number is. So yeah, that number's that those stats are just going to go up just because. So, and then when you put it on a little chart, makes it look like it's just super bad, super crazy and all that stuff. Just like the whole domestic terrorism on the rise and, you know, any sort of narrative they want to push, they're going to push it and they're going to have the stats to back them up one side or the other. So,
right.
So, at any rate, I think I'm done here. Are you done here tonight? You got anything else to add before we go?
No, man. Good show. I'm glad everybody. Hey, everybody, smash the like button over here and hit the subscribe or follow button over here on Rumble, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in and following us from YouTube since we're cutting down our days over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, everyone. Well, I appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all. I keep saying that like I'm doing my own podcast. We appreciate y'all joining in tonight. Make sure to check out that Locals group too if that's something you're interested in. You can help support the show, or just go over and join the group, and then you can just check out everything that's going on. Eventually, that's going to open up, and I'm going to make some stuff exclusive for supporters over there. So, but with that, take care and prepare, everyone. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Survival Preppers. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us on YouTube for our weekly live shows. For more information or to connect with Duff and Dale, visit thesurvivalpreppers.com or thebugoutlocation.com for members-only content and prepping courses. See everyone next time.